All right. I want to extend greetings to y'all in Jesus' precious name. It's good to be with you again this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Just ask your blessing, Father, on this time together. Lord, we just ask you to fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom, Father. Help us to do your will and bring glory to you. Again, we just thank you. Help us in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, let's open our Bibles to John chapter 14. Begin in verse 1. It says, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." What I want to talk about this morning is that last verse where he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." There's some words in the Bible that people use today that have acquired or been prescribed maybe different meanings than what they really mean. In John 3:16, where Jesus talks about the Father sending Jesus into the earth, and in verse 6 through 17, it talks about being saved. And all through the Bible, it talks about being saved. And today you hear, that's one of the phrases you hear in modern Christianity, is about being saved. And what they're implying and what most people think about being saved is they're not going to hell when they die. And that is basically all that means to them, to the world, that they're saved from hell. They're saved from the consequences of sin. And that is the end all be all. I mean, some people say that if you just say a little prayer one time, you're saved, and there is nothing you can do or anyone else can do to change that. You're just saved. You're not going to hell anymore. And I want to talk this morning about what it means. What does being saved mean? Does it mean that just because I said a prayer and asked Jesus into my heart that now I've got my ticket punched and I'm going to heaven? Jesus said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. These are, being saved is not just not going to hell anymore. There's several verses in the Bible that talk about a list. They give a list of things that shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. And I want to talk about heaven this morning and hell a little bit. What is heaven? Whenever we hear those verses, or we're singing about the song where God sent Jesus into the earth, Jesus is what heaven is all about. That's who he is. That's where heaven belongs. It's in Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. The person of Jesus, who he is, came down to the earth because man was lost. When he came down to the earth, he brought heaven to the earth in His very being and who He was. He came down into the earth. Heaven came down to earth. Earth, at the way it was, couldn't go to heaven because it doesn't belong there. The way people have chosen, sinful man, is not just a matter of heaven or hell. It's a matter of what belongs in heaven and what belongs in hell. Hell is just God's big trash can where He has to put beings that will exist forever in a place away from Him because it doesn't belong there. You know, if we think about heaven, some people think that when they die, they're just going to be changed. And our bodies will be. I mean, there's a difference. There will be a change. But who we are is what it's talking about. Our soul. This body is just the dwelling place that He talked about here that we live in. He's gone to prepare a new dwelling place for us. It's not just some great big house we're going to knock around in and have a swimming pool and all the things we think of a mansion. But it's a place where we actually dwell. It's our bodies. He's gone to prepare something for a soul that will belong in that body. And I've told the story before and tell people that, well, they're saved. And there's nothing they can do about it. It doesn't matter how they act here. They're just saved. And I said, well, if right now we die and we're separated from our bodies, and they think they're going to be changed then. And if there's somebody in heaven that's going to be a thief, we'll just use this as an example. And when we get to heaven, and there's somebody that's a thief there, are we going to have to start locking our doors in heaven? You see, that's what it, whenever we talk about the idea of people, and there's people that believe they could still be a thief and go to heaven because they got saved. So, if a thief can go to heaven and they're not changed here, and they die and they go to heaven, they're still going to have that same corrupt heart that man has that won't fit in heaven. You see, a thief won't fit in heaven because it won't be heaven anymore. Heaven is the dwelling place of God, the place where God rules and His ways and kingdom rules, because that's who it is and that's how it is. And so, like I said, I've asked the question, if a thief dies and goes to heaven, if a thief enters the kingdom of heaven, he's still a thief. He'll still be a thief throughout all eternity. What about a liar? A liar enters the kingdom of heaven. You know, we hear about people, liars, and they tell us something and we believe them, and then we find out we were deceived. What if a liar got into heaven? Well, then pretty soon we'd run into him. And then we'd find out, well, wait a minute, I was deceived. That wouldn't be heaven. That's what we have here. Jesus came into this world as someone that belongs into the kingdom of heaven to show us the way, not just to escape hell, but the way to be long in heaven. See, that's what being saved means. It's not just not going to hell anymore. It's being saved from this world to where we belong in heaven. In Revelation, the Bible talks about... I'll just turn there. Maybe. Let the unjust be unjust still. Maybe somebody can help me.
Verse 22:11.
Okay. We'll begin in verse 10. And he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near." This is Jesus explaining the prophecy to, I think we believe, Brother John. Verse 11 it says, "Let the one who does wrong still do wrong. Let the one who is filthy still be filthy. And let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness. And the one who is holy still keep himself holy." You see, when we die, we're just not changed. Heard a man say a long time ago, said, "What? When you die, what do you think is going to change you? The worms that eat you?" That's not the answer. That's our time on this earth, is for us to prepare ourselves for the kingdom of God. And Jesus has shown us how we can belong in heaven. You know, they talk about, well, the thief on the cross, you know, he got saved at the last moment. You know, it wasn't just, "I just got in heaven by the skin of my teeth and I don't have to go to hell." His heart was completely transformed when he believed on Jesus. He saw and he turned from all of that. And he became a new creature. And that's what being born again is all about. It's not just, "Oh, I'm going to heaven now because I'm born again." No, born again is becoming a part of the Spirit of God. And it's not just about keeping all the right rules. It's about having the Spirit of God. You know, there's a lot of people today that live what they think is a holy life because they don't do any sin. But if someone disagrees with them, you know, there's people that talk about divorce and remarriage. We believe that one person, when they're married, that's till death do you part. And there's people that'll be all for all of that, and they will hate divorce. But yet, if someone disagrees with them, a brother or a sister disagrees with them or doesn't see everything that they see, boom, they're quick to have a divorce. That's where denominations and all the divisions in churches come in, is because somebody wanted a divorce. And that's the spirit of divorce that God hates. And they'll jump up and down and condemn people all over the world because they got married again, and they're doing the same thing in their hearts with brothers and sisters instead of just one spouse. It's the spirit of divorce. And that's what whenever we're born again, we become partakers of the Spirit of God, to where it's not just all the rules that we're keeping, but actually being able to love our brethren, to love our neighbor as ourself, like we heard about this morning, to love God with all our heart and to love our neighbor as ourself. We're not out looking to shun someone just because they disagree with us. That's not the Spirit of God. That's not the Spirit that Jesus came down in this earth to bring. You see him hating that. He came to save sinners. People who wanted to become like Him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not just a one-time decision, and I'm on the road again. It's a transformation, and we turn and we get on the way. And we walk on it. Does that mean we never fail? No. But that means when we fall down, we get right back up. Keep on going. It's having a spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance. It's a spirit of mercy and a spirit of compassion and a spirit of loving your neighbor, not bettering them. This religious life is not a see who can be the holiest. It's see who can be the most like Jesus. Jesus, or the Bible says that mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. We see how, you know, can you imagine being in heaven? If you're holding a grudge against somebody and you die and you go to heaven and you got a brand new body and you're in a new place, but you're still eat up with bitterness because somebody did you wrong. That won't be there. That anger, that hatred towards someone else. In your heart, you got a new body. Brand new body. In a perfect place. And you put you in it. Does it fit? Let him who is filthy be filthy still. Let him who does wrong do wrong still. It's what I've told somebody, people before, you know. If you would take you and put you in a brand new body and put you in a perfect place, two of you, just like that, how would it work in heaven? When you're still the same old person that has bitterness, anger, hatred. All those things that the Bible talks about. It's a simple thing. It won't fit. It won't belong. If God would take you right now and put you in a new body, in a new heaven, but to still you, and that's who you are, would you fit in the kingdom of heaven? Well, if you wouldn't, what have you been saved from? Nothing. Because you don't belong. Adam, in the Garden of Eden, chose a different master than God. And he became enslaved. He became in bondage to Satan. And all mankind since then has been under that bondage of Satan. Jesus came to set us free from that bondage so that we would now belong in the kingdom of heaven. So that we could turn from that and belong in the kingdom of heaven. That's what being born again is all about. The teachings that Jesus gives to love our neighbor, to not lust after your neighbor's wife, or lust after all of these different things, or covet them, or the teachings that he has about forgiveness, teaching about turning the other cheek, rising above being wronged. Those things fit in heaven. And that's why he came to prepare us for, to show us the way. That's the way, the truth, and the life. Like I said, we talked about last week about all the Pharisees. They were holy people, but they were lacking something. They were lacking the Spirit of God. Because there's a spirit behind right and wrong. It's not just a bunch of rules. It can't be contained in rules. There's a spirit behind it that makes us either belong with God or it belongs with the world. When Jesus comes back to sort things out, those that are of His spirit, kindred, that can go and belong in heaven will go and belong in heaven. And all the rest, there's no place for it. But the trash can of hell. Because it doesn't belong in heaven. It's not that God's just looking forward to punishing anybody. He's not. That's why He wants to redeem us. He wants us to be like Him. That's why Jesus left heaven. It's not just the story, you know, just a story. He just left there and He drove over here. Now He's here. It's heaven came down to earth. That's why the kingdom of God is now. You know, we hear people that have a similar message and it just seems like everybody's drawn to it. And we tell the same message and nobody even wants to hear it. There's spirits in the world at work. Spirit of God. Jesus was despised and rejected. Nobody listened to Him. Someone else popped up a new religion. Boy, everybody just runs after it and it really goes. We've seen that over and over. And we wonder, why doesn't anyone want to hear this? The song we sang, "Into Our Hands, This Gospel Is Given." All over the world, the gospel that Jesus died for you. And you can be saved if you just believe Him has been spread all over the world. But that's not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus died so you could be redeemed. So you could have a new, so you could belong in heaven. So you could be changed. That's the golden moments we have to prepare ourselves to belong. It's in our wills of where we want to belong. You know, like I said, religion is not where it's at. Proper doctrine is not where it's at. It's having the Spirit of God. Religion, proper doctrine, that's one of the most binding things that's going to send more people to hell than anything. You know, we're scared of some sins and they don't bother us. But there's going to be more religious people in hell than almost any other thing. Because that's something that binds us. Jesus came to set us free. To be what He wants us to be. To be like Him. And that's what belongs in heaven. We have this time because when we die, let him who does wrong still do wrong. Let him who is filthy still be filthy. But let him who is righteous still practice righteousness. You know, I just often, you know, we see the Spirit of God in, we talked about it a while back, Joseph. Here, by all appearances, his wife was with child. She should have, He could have cleared himself, made himself look good, if he'd have just said, yep, that's not my child. They would have went out and had her stoned, Mary. But he, being a righteous man, let them say what they will, he stood up beside her and didn't put her away, didn't divorce her. He just stood with her because he was a righteous man. You know, holy people, holy in quotes, they can't stand to be around sinful people. Somebody that looks a little suspicious, they've got to have everything just so it just got to look just right. And anybody that, well, they're quick to put them away, because we can't have that among us. Jesus came to show us the way. And there's all examples of the Bible of men and women who just had the Spirit of God and was like Him. That's what will belong in heaven. All that other stuff will be swept away. May God add His blessings to help us to be like Him. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back here at 6 o'clock. God bless you. God be with you until we meet again. You have